now we are going to comment on the latest articles, PHP tutorials, and others that were published in the last month on the PHP classes blog. Arturus, which ones would you like to comment?
Let me share the screen. And the first article I would want to comment is a PHP source code protection solutions. An article which author is Valo Reima from my neighbor country, Estonia. And basically this article discusses the problem that all the PHP scripts have, that if you want to distribute them, but they are paid scripts, you want to protect your intellectual property, but there is no binary version of your PHP code to distribute, so you basically distribute source code. And the ways to protect your IP is by obfuscating your current code, by removing empty lines, comments, and renaming variables to something that is not so understandable. But then, of course, the user can just take your code and copy it as is on other servers. You must tie your code to this specific server, which again is a lot of hassle, and lots of solutions out there are quite pricey and probably have some limitations. And what Author offers is a PHP application packer class, which basically provides these functionalities. It is a package containing all the resources and web interface to obfuscate your pack, basically pack your source, obfuscate your package, and even tie it to a specific customer's web directory, creating similar to licensing mechanisms. So if you're more interested more in how this works, you check out the article, check out the package. If you need this functionality, as I understood, it's all free, available for free, right?
Yes, this is a package that was published in the site, and the author, Paul Reima, is providing a basic version of the package, and if you want to add some plugins that also enhance the features of the package, you can go to the package site and get those plugins from there for a very small price. The idea is to provide a solution that addresses some problems, not only the question of price, but also the question of not requiring any specific extensions. Of course, these solutions that are based on pure PHP, if you have enough knowledge, you can work around protections, to say so, because after all, there is nothing that is 100% secure. This is a solution to make it more, to make it not totally unprotected. Like, for instance, if you have a customer that is not even a programmer, but is a bit nosy, he wants to pick on your code and change the functionality, changing values because he thinks it's smart. So at least with this solution, you raise the difficulty for those type of users that do not have enough knowledge to realize that if this can be decoded with some effort.
True. And the next article I want to comment is Enhance Your WordPress Site with Parallax Theme. And the author is Element Deliver Case. And basically this article describes a theme for WordPress with the Parallax. It's easier for me to show than to explain.
Yeah. It's perfect.
So if you see, this is the theme, and on mouse move, the images move in different speeds, creating some kind of 3D, generic resource, creating some kind of 3D effect because they're moving at different speeds. So that's the parallax effect. And that's also the theme that you would get installed on your WordPress. So this article basically describes that you can get this theme for free, how to install it, how to customize it, and other features that this theme has, like internalization, that speed up, that you can control and change lots of parameters there. So if on WordPress you need such a theme, then you can check out this article. You wanted to add something?
No, just to say that that theme is interesting because it gives a nice visual effect, causes a good impression. It's a bit different than all those vertical scrolling themes that as you scroll over a page, you can see different sections and background scrolling. So that thing is not new anymore. And this theme is interesting because it is also free, although there is a commercial version that you can pay to have more support or more features. So the article teaches you how to install and configure it. So if you have a WordPress blog, it is interesting for you to probably install it in your WordPress blog and cause a good impression. Well, that's the way I see it. I don't know. What do you think about the effect of showing this type of theme on a web page?
Yeah, I don't even care much about theme. I just like the effect. It really looks great. I could go with many themes.
Yeah, that's because many WordPress users do not have any knowledge about programming, so they have to install a theme, which is in reality it's just a PHP code that configures how things will appear. And well, I think it causes a good impression.
Yeah, really professional. Okay, and the last article I wanted to mention is PHP email verification using the Mailbox Layer API by Dave Smith. So it's one of those API layer articles that Dave Smith presenting a lot. And basically, this package also uses an API to validate emails. And it is much more complicated than you probably think, that validating email format is only some first step, possible step. There are lots of things that could be validated, like if domain can receive email by checking its mail exchange records. And in some cases, the mail exchange records could not be provided, so it can also try to communicate with the mail server through SMTP protocol and check if the email address is from a disposable service that provides a quick to create and disposable email address. And then many other useful, interesting package based on some heuristics, like checking if email address has a role like a support or info or views. So it's not only really user, it's more of a company, some kind of department email address. Is email address is from a free email provider like a Gmail. Some score based on quality of email address and probably domain too. Did you mean section that provides a ways if you misspelled or typed your email address, and many more. And some, even as I understood, some premium API features that detect and catch all mail server that would respond to any email address like they received them, and stuff like that. So yeah, it's much more complicated than I first thought it would be. And I think Manuel also did something similar on PHP and JS's Quasar site. I remember we talked about it before too, and it also had lots of steps to consider.
Oh yeah, well, I have written a package. It doesn't cover many of those details, but is but well, you know, email validation is something that you need frequently, either to avoid like fake addresses or to avoid the users making mistakes. In particular, I looked some time ago at users that try to register on the site, and sometimes instead of typing Gmail, they type Gmail, like something like that. And with an API like this, you can prevent that accepting those addresses, and because the user will enter the addresses and later realize, oh, I'm not getting the messages.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not able to confirm my registration. So if you can put it right there, it will work. I did a PHP class and a JS class for that. The JS class is based on Node.js. It was quite a pain to write it because of the callback hell. But anyway, it was a nice exercise. And okay, but this article is interesting because it covers other aspects that my class does not cover, things like the quality of the email address and so on. So on my behalf, I also like comment a few articles. In this case, the first article was published by Ativ Shahab Qureshi. He is writing a series of articles. I think he published two, and there will be also two more. Okay, and this first one is about backwards incompatible changes of PHP 7. So if you want to migrate to PHP 7, you must be aware that there are changes that will break your code if you do not take care of that. These are very subtle changes. Well, many of these things were taken from the PHP manual, right? So here is just trying to put it in a simpler way and explain how all things are different in PHP 7. So you'll be aware, probably many of these things do not affect your code, but you should double check first so you can evaluate how much work you will have to migrate to PHP 7.
I think already the first point kind of affects my work, because I usually do the folder handling and log it and then check it. And so how would you do that now with PHP 7?
Well, if you have, you can have an exception handler.
A global one, like.
Yeah. And then from then on, you can adapt your code. So you have to have some effort to adapt. This is a new major PHP version, so expect some work to migrate your code.
No, thank you.
Yes, that kind of happens on every new release. PHP 5, I think it took many years to get significant adoption. No. Because also the hosting companies were not adopting it as fast. Nowadays, many of them are providing PHP 5 and PHP 7. So it is up to you to choose, but I think probably in a few years they will disable PHP 5 anyway, because it will no longer be maintained, there will be no versions with any security fixes, and if there are security holes, they will not be able to fix them, then they better tell their customers to migrate or go to another hosting company. Okay, but this is interesting, and this is just the first part. The second part tells about 19 exciting features in PHP 7. Some of them are like a bit hard to explain, so they are a bit hard to understand if they are really that exciting. And it starts by scalar type hinting, which is obviously something that was long time desired by many PHP developers, as well return type hinting. Here we talk about the no coalescing, which is something that was introduced in PHP 7. So to simplify certain expressions, the spaceship operator, that I think is more funny than useful. It's not that it is not useless. It's actually very useful if you are doing array sorting. It's just the when you call it spaceship, you bring attention to the name.
Yeah.
And you have all the features that are interesting in PHP 7. We already talked about them in the PHP, lately in PHP podcast for the past, I would say, years, because we're already talking about PHP 7 features even before PHP 7 was released. So PHP 7 was like released almost 4 months. Some people are excited, others are still waiting to being forced to upgrade. if they are not sure if it is worth, here is a good list of features that you can take a look and decide if this is something that you should be upgrading to take advantage of these features. So the last article that I want to comment is actually a tutorial about PHP IDE called PHP Add, which is a very, I think this was the very first PHP dedicated PHP IDE that was introduced many years ago and provides debugging support, like executing code and step by step, so you can debug. So this article by Cyril Ogana is interesting, because it explains how the debugging work, how you can set it up in PHP Add. There will be other parts of this article that I hope Cyril has already have finished them, but these are interesting if you are looking into a PHP IDE with good debugging support. This is a very good option and very well supported. I just heard that there is a new version coming, like probably already released when you are seeing this, that supports PHP 7. I mean, provides built-in support for PHP 7. So this article basically tells all the steps, all the things that you want to take a look. It has many screenshots. It's very easy to understand. So kudos to Cyril Ogana for having prepared this nice tutorial. So with this, practically ended this report of PHP articles, and on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.